It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
WPGW AM and FM Portland. The Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here along with Jeff Hobbs as we have for you the high school basketball game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. And good news, the junior varsity team won tonight. And we'll give you more on halftime, the final score on that, Jeff.
54-49, good guys. Tony Overton's club gets their 11th win of the season, led it by as many as 14 in the third quarter, Robin. They leaked a little oil down the stretch, couldn't make some free throws, but they get out of there with a 54-49 victory.
Well, what about the starters here tonight?
And starters first for the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, and they are coached by Mr. Aaron Elworth. Robbie Sane is a 5'10" junior. Also at the other guard is a 6'2" freshman, Jared Wurst. And I've heard good things about that young man. At forward is a 6-foot senior, Ryan Hellman. And the other forward is a 5'8" sophomore, Colin Will. And the man in the middle is 6'8" junior, Tim Krieger. And for Chris Guggenbiller's club, he goes the way he has gone all year. 5'10" senior Brandon Speedy Shane will start at the point guard. At the two guard is 6'2" senior Chase Bruns. At the small forward is 6-foot senior Darian Shepard. At the power forward is a 6'3" junior Micaiah Cox, the leading scorer, and in the middle is 6'4" senior Wes Winning.
All right, Delphi St. John's is out there, and here comes Fort Recovery. A reminder that Family Dentistry of Dr. Thomas Bannon would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game. And don't forget, Dr. Bannon's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Indians, from Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Tom Banna, he'd love to be your family's dentist. Here we go. And the tap. West Winning jumping for Fort Recovery and jumping for Delphi St. John's was Tim Krieger, and the Blue Jays have the basketball. In the middle with it is Robbie Sane. Sane will fire from the right side. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Chase Bruns. He will dump it off to Darian Shepherd. And here comes Darian down the court, top of the key. In the lane, still going. Hooks up the shot and got it.
Boy, just backing off of Darian. And Darian in to shoot it, Robin. He got himself in the lane. Little 10-foot bank shot. Well done.
Nice shot there by Darian. And St. John's has the basketball now. St. John's comes in with a 7-9 record. Fort Recovery is 10-5. That number 10 took a little time getting. A couple of close losses last week. And in the conference, Fort Recovery's lost just twice. That was a tough loss to Minster last Friday.
Well, it was. And again, it's one that really put them out, most likely, of the MAC championship, Robin. They got the help they needed for sales. Beat Coldwater on the road last Friday, and Indians couldn't take care of their own business.
St. John's is 1-4 in the conference, 7-9 overall. Fort Recovery is 3-2 in the conference, 10-5 overall. There's a three-point shot up and good, and St. John's takes the lead 3-2. Hitting that one for the Blue Jays was Ryan Hellman.
They just had too much time there against the zone. A little gap penetration. Hellman found himself wide open and knocked it down.
West Winning goes over on the right side. Darian Shepherd, he'll come in, puts it up, no good. Got his own rebound. brings it back out top. Shepherd will feed over to Micaiah Cox, who had a terrific game on Saturday night against Valley.
And Micaiah was outstanding, Rob. 10 of 13 from the field. He also had 8 rebounds with his 24 points.
Here's Wes Winning on the right, back outside to Micaiah Cox. He'll turn, spin, fire, and miss. Rebound comes down to St. John's. Jared Wurst with the board. Here come the Blue Jays. They're in their normal blue uniforms with yellow trim. Here's a shot up. No good by Robbie Sane. Three-pointer. Rebound for recovery. Sheffer over to Bruns. Bruns fires a three. It's no good off the mark. Rebound comes to the Blue Jays to Jared Wurst.
Not a bad shot, though, in early offense for Chase Bruns, Rob. You like to see him get off to a good start.
Coach of the Blue Jays, Aaron Elwer, is that how you pronounce it?
That is correct, and he's a terrific young coach, Rob. He's done a great job in the time I've been here.
Shot's no good by Tim Krieger underneath, but he got his own rebound and puts it back up and in. And the Blue Jays lead 5-2 here in the first quarter, which is brought to you by Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and over in Indiana in Union City and Bern, Indiana. Micaiah Cox with it, goes down the lane. There's going to be a foul called, or what's the problem?
Yeah, they're going to get Krieger on the hand check, Rob. And he was back way off of Micaiah, and then all of a sudden jumped up on him. And Cox took it to the rack, and Krieger is going to get the hand check foul. His first and the team's first.
Here comes the inbounds pass to Sheffer. Here's Wes Winning. Left side takes it in there for a 5-4 game.
Terrific pass by Darian Sheffer, though, Rob. Give him an assist on Winning's first basket.
Petey Shane is all over Colin Will, who brings the ball up. Blue Jays have it in the forecourt now. Over on the right side to Ryan Hellman. He'll pass on the wing. With the ball there is Robbie Sane. Sane will dump it down. It's shots up and no good by Tim Krieger. And the rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Darian Sheffer feeds it to Micaiah Cox, who misses the shot. Rebound Wes Winning on the opposite side. He misses the shot. Rebound Micaiah Cox, and he got it.
They stick with it. You finally get it done. Indians get 3 shots, and Cox finally drops it in for his first basket in an Indian lead.
Puts the Indians up 6-5 in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget about the weekly prescription program for Cal Pharmacy. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist to sign you up for their weekly prescription program. As Double Dribble is just called on the Blue Jays. Fort Recovery gets it on the turnover.
First subs in for Chris Guggenbiller. Matthew Benn, who played outstanding on Saturday, Robbie at 15. And Caleb Martin has been outstanding over the last handful of ball games. And also Kyle Schrader checks in for the first time.
It's the first time all year, or?
Nope. Kyle's been in the last 2 ball games, played about 10 minutes in both those games, and you definitely are seeing him get better in each night out.
Of course, had a broken, was it an ankle or foot or what?
Yeah, broken ankle.
Broken ankle in football, and did not play any until just recently. Fort Recovery lost the ball, and here's a shot up and no good by the Blue Jays, and a foul's going to be called on Delphi St. John's.
Yep, they're going to get Jesse Ditto over the back, and Ditto came in at the last horn. Rob, he's a 6'5 senior. He replaced Krieger, the 6'8 junior, so second team foul on the Blue Jays.
Well, he doesn't really look 6'5, but I suppose he is.
Yeah, he's a good-sized kid.
Here's a pass inside to Micaiah Cox. It's up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Ditto again. He's got 2 now.
Well, nice set play there. Little rub screen for Cox, and he rolled down to the basket, Rob. Excellent pass from Brandon Shane, and he'll go to the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots.
Micaiah Cox bounces the ball here in the first quarter. It's no good.
Wes Winning will check in for him if he can knock this one in.
6-5 score. Fort Recovery up by 1 with 3:48 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Here comes the next one. It's up and good. Got 1 of 2. That's 7 points now for the Indians. 3 for Micaiah Cox.
So Cox will check out, Winning in.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Trapping defense for the Indians, and they... Blue Jays are able to get it up court okay. Cross court pass over on the left to Jared Wurst. Fires a three and got it. Jared Wurst with the three.
He's a good looking freshman, Rob, at 6'2, and he knocked that one in. Good stroke.
8-7. Blue Jays up by 1. Kyle Schreier on the right side to Speedy Shane. He'll pop the shot on a fall away and hit.
Boy, nice touch there. Shane with a little 10-foot pull-up and looked like he knew what he was doing. Dropped that in for his first basket.
9-8. Indians up by 1. Bringing the ball up the court is Colin Will. He'll pass over on the right underneath And the fouls on the Indians. On Matt Benn, I believe.
Yeah, Benn covered down on the weak side, Rob, and just a half step late. And Jesse Ditto will go to the free throw line. He'll have two shots.
6'5 senior for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays. And Blue Jays have been having some difficulty in conference play this year. They're 1-4. Free throw is good. I would guess their win was over Parkway, but I'm not sure.
Well, most likely if they played Parkway, they probably beat Parkway. But, again, this is a decent-looking ball club, and they're very well coached, Rob. Elwer does an outstanding job, and told you before we went on the air, when he's got good talent, they win, and when he doesn't have talent, they're very, very competitive.
On the left, Kyle Schreyer. He'll pass back out to Brandon Shane. Speedy with the ball, dribbling on the right, goes to Matt Benn. Benn out top. On the left to Kyle Schreyer. Now to Benn, who got low in the lane. Fires it no good. Rebound Caleb Martin, who scores.
And Benn took a tough shot. Well defended, but Caleb Martin got all over the offensive glass and does what he does. And Indians grab the lead back.
11-10. Indians back on top. Very competitive game so far. Richard Kasuza with the ball, who came in there. And now there's a foul on Fort Recovery.
And Matt Benn picks up his second, so he's going to sit down. And 6-foot junior Jason Reister is going to check in for him.
And a tough start for Matt. He was in double figures both games last weekend on Friday and Saturday.
Hit a big shot on Saturday night. Gave the Indians the lead for good, finally, with about a minute to go, Rob.
The ball stolen away by Kyle Schreyer into the hands of Wes Winning. Schreyer brings it down. Right side it goes to Caleb Martin in the corner. Jason Reisner lost it, but picked up by Wes Winning. Cross-court pass, left side jumper by Shane. He got it.
Boy, another net. Brandon's 2-for-2 with 5 points. Give Caleb Martin an assist. Nice cross-court pass.
14-10, Indians up by 4. Normally that's not a shot Shane would hit. But he can hit him, obviously.
Well, he just forced another turnover. And Delta struggling with the pressure here, Rob, the last two possessions.
Indians with the ball now after the turnover. That's not a good shot, but we lucked out. Reisner got it anyway as Speedy threaded the needle there.
Yeah, he was going to tell you that was a pass, a little weak side pass there. And he kind of, Brandon has great eyesight, and again, he's a terrific passer and got to be ready for the ball. And Jason wasn't quite ready, but got bailed out, grabbed the ball, and they'll call a foul on Delphus. It'll be their third team foul. And Indians will check it in under their own basket, and Shane will sit down, and Chase Bruns comes back in.
Here comes the inbounds pass to Caleb Martin. He's open in the lane and missed it. The rebound comes down to Ditto of Delta St. John's. Here come the Blue Jays down the court. There is Colin Will with it. Now Jesse Ditto. Out top to Robbie Sane. He'll pass off on the right to Will. Back out it goes to Tim Krieger. Krieger now to Owen Rohde. Rohde passes on the right side to Will. Down low to Krieger. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery.
He is doing a great job right now, Rob. Kyle Schreyer in there. He was matched up against Ditto. Schreyer at 5'9 and Ditto at 6'5. And Micaiah Cox will check back in. But he is working hard because both Delphus big guys are in there right now. Ditto at 6'5 and Krieger at 6'8.
Inbounds pass to Krieger back on the outside and around the horn over on the left. There's Colin Will. He'll feed off to Rohde, and Rohde's in trouble, and we have a jump ball call between Rohde and Jason Reisner.
And that's what Jason Reisner gives you. He's a guy that wears his hard hat every night, Rob, and he's rooting down in the post, and they held ball. I thought the held ball would go to full recovery, but I guess they got it at the beginning of the... Is there a held ball? Because they got the jump ball.
Must have been.
I don't know. I don't remember, but Delphus keeps it.
Colin Will on the right. At the free throw line, back outside to Krieger. He'll hand off to Robbie Sane. Robbie Sane will go on the right side to Colin Will. Now to Jesse Ditto on the baseline. Back out top it goes, and oh, Sheffer almost intercepted it. Not quite.
Almost got that one too, Rob. Active hands right now for full recovery. They're playing a little 2-3 matchup zone, and they are everywhere.
Boy, Darian is so quick. There's a foul on Jason Reisner leaning up against Colin Will of St. John's.
Reisner picks up his first foul, team foul number 3. He just got a little too much body there, and that's the way Jason likes to play. He played middle linebacker for Brent Niekamp's state champion football team and was the leading tackler on the team, Rob, for a reason.
You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Also on the web at WPGWradio.com and on FortRecoveryRadio.com as well. Welcome to all you listeners. Here's a shot from the right side. Three-pointers good by Robbie Sane.
A nice set play there in the zone. Little flare screen, screened the backside of the zone, and Wirst found himself wide open and knocked it in.
That makes it 14-13, a one-point lead for the Indians. They're going to take the last shot down to 17 seconds here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. If you need handicap medical equipment, you'll find it at the Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Darian Sheffer in the lane. He will feed underneath. There's Micaiah Cox who scores.
What a terrific way to end the quarter. Darian Sheffer breaks down the defense and hands Micaiah Cox a layup. That's just the way you draw it up, Rob.
Makes it 16-13. Nice basket there for the Indians. A three-point lead. Thanks again to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to ask about their weekly prescription program where they deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. We'll be back with quarter number two. The Indians lead 16-13.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack. There's one near you.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, the rest of the week, we will not be able to do any of the games this week, so be sure to listen in to FortRecoveryRadio.com for the rest of the week's action. Here's a basket up and goodbye, West winning. Darian Sheffer with the nice assist.
And terrific set play out of the timeout, Rob. And again, he needs to get the back screen. Could have probably dunked that one if he wanted to, but I'm just glad he laid it in. Well done by Wes, his second basket.
That makes it 18-13 now. Here's a lob into Tim Krieger, who puts it up. Missed it. Rebound comes to Wes Winning. Over to Darian Sheffer. Sheffer comes down the right side. He'll stop. Stutter dribbles. Passes off. Here's Micaiah Cox. Up no good from underneath. Rebound Tim Krieger. Krieger gives over to Colin Will. Now on the right side it goes to Rohde. Owen Rohde will pass back outside to Robbie Sane, and the ball goes through Sane's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Indians basketball.
Darian Sheffer with a nice floor game right now, Rob. He's only got one basket, but I've got him for at least three assists and really handling the ball well and breaking down the Delphus defense.
Indians lead 18-13 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. There's the ball tipped by St. John's. It goes out of bounds. It'll be given to the Indians underneath their own hoop. Thursday night, the girls are at New Knoxville. Or that's here.
Yep, and then Friday, the boys go to New Knoxville.
And then Saturday, the girls are at Tri-Village, at Tri-Village. And then Saturday night, the boys are at Ansonia.
That's correct. And while we're going to get an offensive foul on Delphus, a little push-off on Colin Will. And while we were away, Rob, Indians scored inside on a nice set out-of-bounds play. Basket by Micaiah Cox. He's got seven. And Delphus is going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Delphus, 20-13. We'll be back in a moment. Indians lead by seven.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Holland T8 Series tractors from K&L Tractor Sales offer an unusual but highly desirable combination. The speed and stability of a long wheelbase and the maneuverability you'd expect with a short wheelbase. The unprecedented 11-foot 4-inch wheelbase gives you unmatched stability, a smooth ride, better traction, and more power to the ground. And the sculpted slim hood and frame means you get it all without sacrificing maneuverability. K&L Tractor Sales and Fort Recovery invite you to check out the New Holland T8 Series tractors today.
Teams are out of the huddle. Here we go with 6:48 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. You know, service, a very important part of their name. They can give you the outstanding service you deserve for your farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Speedy Shane will go down low to Micaiah Cox. Back to Speedy. Three-point shot's too long this time. Rebound comes down to Owen Rohde of St. John's. He will give it off. There's a shot fired up by Colin Will, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two. They're going to call the foul on Micaiah Cox.
Cox picks up his first, and probably didn't need a foul there. Will's got a size mismatch there, and again, any just stand up tall would have been a really tough shot, but Will go to the free throw line, and Warren blows, and Tanner Cook, the 6-foot senior, he'll check in for the first time.
Also Caleb Martin coming back in. Speedy goes out, and also Wes goes out. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Delphi St. John, 7-9 on the year, 1-4 in the conference. Indians are 10-5 on the year, 3-2 in the conference. Free throw's no good, and here comes Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading 20-13. Caleb Martin outside, over to Darian Sheffer on the right. Darian directs traffic. In between the circles, passes right side to Chase Bruns. Bruns goes down low to Caleb Martin. Puts it up, partially blocked. Rebound comes to St. John's.
Yeah, Caleb just got himself too far under the basket, Rob. Got caught underneath, and Randy Rim, he's the world's greatest shot blocker. He threw that one right into the bottom of the rim.
Robbie Sane will lob it in to Tim Krieger, who puts it up and no good. Rebound comes to St. John's. It's Owen Rohde up, no good. Rebound comes to St. John's again. Rohde got it. Passes back out to Krieger. He'll dribble, stops, feeds off to Rohde. Rohde takes it back out and resets the offense. Oh, there's a quick three. No good by Jared Wurst. Rebound, Fort Recovery.
You do catch a break there, Rob. You give up three shots. Usually bad things happen to you on defense, and Delphus just can't cash in.
And his lead 20-13 against the Blue Jays. Here's Micaiah Cox up no good in the lane. Got his own rebound. Back up and no good again. Short both times. Rebound comes down to Owen Rohde. Rohde dumps it out here to Colin Will. Will bounce pass to Tim Krieger. And down along the lane as breaking to the basket was Jared Wurst, and he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for two.
And then getting Caleb Martin, his first foul, team foul number 5 on Full Recovery, and Wurst, the 6'2 freshman, will go back to the free throw line with two shots.
Jared Wurst, 6'2 and a freshman. And he misses the first one.
The Delphus not helping their own cause at the free throw line right now, Rob. 0-3. And I can say before the last couple possessions, Indians have got off to a really nice start here in the second quarter. Stretched this thing out to 7. But Kyle Schreier checked back in. Chase Brun sat down.
Here we go with the next free throw. It's up and good this time by Jared Wurst. That makes it 20-14 as St. John's gets off the 13.
St. John's drop back into this little matchup 2-3 zone, and Indians have gotten some good looks, just haven't cashed in. Cox got two good looks, and Martin got one the last trip.
Tanner Cook on the right side, cross-court pass to Kyle Schreier. Back out top to Speedy Shane, goes down low to Caleb Martin. Went through his hands and hit him in the face, and the ball bounces off, and St. John's has it. Here's a three-pointer. It's no good by Robbie Sane. Goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery.
Pretty good pass there. Just got tipped off a finger of a Blue Jay, and then it hit, as you said, Martin in the face. And probably give Speedy Shane that turnover. But again, pretty good look. Could have easily been a layup behind the zone.
2014. Girls basketball sectionals starting in Indiana this week. That's why we're not able to do the Friday game. Right side by Caleb Martin. No good from 15. Rebound Fort Recovery. Micaiah Cox in and out. Rebound Caleb Martin. Fouls on Jesse Ditto. That's his third. He'll have to go to the bench.
Actually, I think they may have given one of those his other fouls, Rob, early to another player. So it's going to be his second, but he may sit down anyway. And he's doing great work on the offensive glass and just cannot cash in. Martin got a good look there. Cox got a good look, but Indians will get a third try here on the baseline out of bounds.
Actually, they left Ditto in. They put a couple of subs in. But here's an inbounds pass to Micaiah Cox. Lost the ball. Picked up by St. John.
I think that should have been Ditto's third foul there, right there, Rob. Indians threw it right over his head, and Cox got a good look. Got hit right on the arm.
Here's Tim Krieger. He'll hand off to Robbie Sane. Sane in between the circles. On the left side it goes to Ryan Hellman, who's in the game. Here's Connor Houlihan, who just came in.
Yeah, Houlihan played in the JV game, Rob. He's got a good stroke. He had 16 points in the junior varsity game.
St. John's trailing here 20-14 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Three-point shot. Goodbye, Connor Houlihan. You got it. 20-17, back to a three-point game.
And he's been on 20 for about four or five possessions, Rob. Need to get off that 20 mark.
Yeah, we had a chance there to kind of put him away, and they're back in it now. Caleb Martin threw it away, trying to hit to Kyle Schreyer, and the ball was intercepted by Robbie Sane. Sane comes down. Feeds off here to Houlihan. Right side it goes to Ryan Hellman. Now here's a pass inside to Krieger, and he scores. Tim Krieger connecting. He's a 6'8 junior, they say.
He's a big kid, good-looking athlete, only junior, and he just got caught in the front there, and so lob pass, and he just laid it in.
Kyle Schreyer, left side, jumper's no good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Martin, passes back to Speedy. Speedy Shane back to Caleb Martin, open from the right, hits, fires and misses about an 18-footer, and the rebound comes down to Delta St. John's. Sane in the middle to Krieger. Krieger stops at the free throw line, pumps and misses.
Yikes.
Rebound comes to Brandon Shane.
Not really sure that's the shot Aaron Elward wanted. Your 6'8 center taking a 17-footer, almost banked it in.
2019, only a one-point lead here for the Indians. Shane Cook on the right side. Back outside to Speedy Shane. Back to Cook. Looks inside. Goes to Micaiah Cox. On the left to Kyle Schreyer.
There you
inside
go.
To Micaiah Cox. And he scores. There's here. Caleb Martin
offense.
The assist.
Absolutely good offense there. A little post to post. Martin stepped to the short corner and found a cutting Cox. And Coach Chris Guggenbiller calls a quick timeout.
We'll be back. Timeout. We'll return after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know or maybe have forgot that we double manufacturers coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd, so shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You're in tune with WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. On the web at WPGWradio.com, or we're on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight as well. St. John's breaks the press. Right side it goes. There's about a 19-footer no good by Jared Wurst. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here's Chase Bruns on the left. Goes baseline. He can't find an opening there. Back outside to Winning. There's Speedy Shane. Over on the left to Kyle Schreyer. Back over on the right to Speedy Shane. Now down low to Chase Bruns. In the middle, there's Micaiah Cox. It's up no good. Rebound comes to Kyle Schreyer. West Winning, right side, Speedy Shane. Speedy goes in the lane, pops the shot, got it. Oh, it popped out of there. How did that happen?
Boy, that was halfway down, Rob. That baby took the victory lap and came out.
That's for sure. St. John's got the rebound. Tanner Cook went out a moment ago. Who came in? Bram Chase.
Yep, Chase runs back in the lineup.
Back out top it goes to Connor Houlihan. Right side, there's Ryan Hellman.
This Indian matchup zone's been pretty good as well. Again, very active hands. And
first half here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. And the shot's no good by Robbie Sane. Rebound Fort Recovery. Indians lead 22-19 and with the basketball now.
Well, Sane's on green, Rob. That's about his sixth or seventh three, and he's only made one.
West Winning, right side to Speedy. He'll go to the free throw line to Chase Bruns. Bruns goes down the lane, passes out to Kyle Schreyer, and Kyle hits the three-point basket.
That's a big shot right there, a little inside-outside action. Give Chase Bruns an assist, and Kyle Schreyer on the board for the first time this year, Rob. The senior knocks in a three.
Of course, Kyle had a fantastic year on the football team as a running back until the injury occurred.
And again, a freak injury when you're holding on an extra point and you get a broken ankle. Just a tough loss, but I tell you what, a guy that showed unbelievable amounts of class, the way he handled himself through that whole thing, and he gets run out and get him a state championship. And again, he's waited his time here to, he's a 4-year starter for the Indian basketball team, Rob. So getting back to action, he's going to be a nice pickup down the stretch if he can get back to his old self.
St. John's with the ball. They're trailing 25-19. Don't forget about those New Holland tractors available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Down to the final seconds, and they barely get a shot off. That looked like the Pacers last night.
Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about that before we went on. Not the shot that Aaron Elwer wanted. A running, banking 23-footer at the buzzer when you had 20 seconds left. But again, the Pacers didn't make theirs either, Rob.
Ryan Hellman is the guy who just took that shot. And again, he was well defended by the Indians, and he missed it. And the score at halftime as the second quarter comes to an end, 25-19.
Pretty solid first half. Definitely second quarter, Rob. I thought the Indians, as you said, had a chance to stretch this thing out maybe to double digits and didn't get it done. But, again, credit them. They still take a six-point lead to the halftime and didn't play their best basketball.
We'll be back with the halftime stats. We'll also tell you about the JV win tonight right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a HealthMart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and this month we're offering 15% off Nordic Naturals fish oil nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown an increase in the intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids of fish oil will enhance the overall cardiovascular function. So visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Ohio, or Bern or Union City, Indiana, and speak to our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Yay! Many fans are here tonight to cheer on their favorite team. Sir, what is your name?
Leon.
Leon, do you make it to most of the games?
I try my best. If I can't make it, I listen to it on PG-14.
Leon, besides basketball, what are you a fan of?
Well, I'm a grain farmer, and I'm a fan of Cooper Farms. I go to CooperFarmsGrain.com to get the latest corn prices. They are very competitive and fair.
There you have it, fans. Listen to the play-by-play action on PGW-14 and go to CooperFarmsGrain.com for the latest corn prices.
Yay!
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery tonight, a midweek game. This game was supposed to be earlier in the year, but is this one of the games that was postponed because of football?
Actually, we said during the JV game, Jeff Reister and I said it's a good reason to have this one late. The Indians ran her out to the state championship and won the state championship, so basketball season got backed up, and this is a game that got plugged in here this spot of the season.
Normally you don't play a conference game on Tuesday, but we are this one because it's a makeup, and so far so good.
Yeah, pretty nice turnout as well. It's what you expect here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. A lot of folks would like to have this crowd on Friday or Saturday night, and this is a nice Tuesday night crowd here and on a weeknight. But neither team shot the ball very well, Rob. Delphus, they go 6 of 19 in the first half for 32% from the field, 4 of 11 from behind the arc for 36%, 3 of 6 from the free throw line for 50%. Indians on the other side, they go 11 of 30. I mean, they got 9 offensive rebounds, so you got a lot of chances. I mean, Indians get 30 shots in the first half, only make 11, Rob, for 37%. 2 of 6 from behind the arc for 33%. Only make it to the free throw line 2 times. They split a pair, did Micaiah Cox, for 50%. And again, the Indians led it after 1, 16-13. They win both quarters by 3, 9-6 in the second. Take a 25-19 lead to the locker room. And Indians did a great job of taking care of the basketball. Only 3 turnovers in the first half compared to 6 for Delphus. And again, Indians also, as you heard me say earlier, did an outstanding job on the boards. They win the rebound battle 18-13. Nine big offensive rebounds in the first half, including three by Caleb Martin for the Indians to win that rebound battle. And a number that I always love, seven assists on 11 made baskets. So Indians are sharing the basketball. More than 50% of their shots are assisted, led by Darian Sheffer, who had three of them. And again, Sheffer, he only had one personal foul. Not sure why he sat a lot there in the second quarter. And again, I thought Darian had a really nice floor game when he was out there. Scoring-wise for the Indian, Micaiah Cox, he leads the way with 9 points. Only 4 of 12 from the field, Rob. He's gotten some good looks. Micaiah could easily have 15 points in the first half. He's made some of those shots around the basket. 5 points for Brandon Sheen on 2 of 4 shooting. He made a three-pointer in that run as well. 4 points for Wes Winning on 2 of 3 shooting. 3 points for Darian Sheffer, and 2 points for Caleb Martin, and 3 points for Kyle Schreier. His first basket of the season was a made three-point basket for a total of 25 on the other side of the ledger. Pretty balanced scoring. 4 points for the big 6'8 center, Tim Krieger to lead, and Jared Wurst, the freshman, also with 4 points.
Once again, 25-19, Indians in the lead here at the halftime. In the junior varsity game, it was a victory for Fort Recovery. Got kind of close at the end there.
Yeah, it did. Indians did a nice job in the B game, Rob, tonight. They win it 54-49. And again, as I said, they jumped it out to a 14-point bulge there in the second half. And kind of, as I like to say, leaked oil on the way home. They missed some free throws down the stretch and only went 16 of 28 from the foul line. And could have put that game away easily if shoot 57%, but they shot 50% from the field, and Tony Overton's club gets their 11th win of the season. They had two double-digit scores. Ryan Braun had 11. 10 points for freshman Peyton Judy, and he made 4 of 4 from the foul line. He did his job, and he iced it down the stretch. 8 points for Travis Sutter and Clayton Pearson. Also 8 points for Reese Rogers. And again, in his play pretty well tonight. Good enough against a decent Delta St. John's team, and get out of there with, again, their 11th win of the season, 54-49.
Once again, reviewing the rest of the week for Indian basketball. The boys will be at New Knoxville on Friday night, and then they'll be at Ansonia on Saturday. So they got a double road game weekend this weekend.
Yeah, those are two big games. Indians need to get out of here with a win tonight, Rob. We talked about his tournament draw weekend. So if Indians could get three this weekend, they might jump themselves up to that number two spot, and that's big.
And then the girls are going to be at home against New Knoxville on Thursday, and they'll be at Tri-Village coming up on Saturday afternoon. We were originally going to do the Friday night game at New Knoxville, but the Jay County girls team is playing their sectional game at that time, and as the draw turned out. And then we were going to do also the Tri-Village game on Saturday, but because of the girls sectional playing over the weekend, they moved the Jay County boys game to noon on Saturday. So, you know, now we can't do that either. So you can hear all those games the rest of the week on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Well, those are two big games for Coach Patch's club as well, Rob. They need to get two wins, and those are two good clubs. I mean, Tri-Village has got a nice club out of a really good non-league game going down to Dark County for that one. And again, this new Bremen team, or I'm sorry, new Knoxville team, they played a three-point game into overtime, losing to Minster. And so again, Indians are going to have their hands full. And again, they need to stay on a good roll as they get ready for tournament play.
Fort Recovery's girls, the number two seed in their district, and they will play their first game on Saturday, February 20th. That game will be at 6:15 against either Parkway or Van Buren. By the seeding, Parkway is slightly favored to win that game, and they're going to play on Tuesday night, the 16th, and then the winner there will play Fort Recovery at 6:15 on Saturday, February 20th, and we'll be there to bring that exciting game to you, as hopefully the Indians are going to be able to move on to the Elida District Tournament at Elida Fieldhouse.
Yeah, they got an excellent draw, Rob, and playing in Division III, I think that's definitely an advantage for Brian Patch's club. And I mean, they have a team that looks like they could make a long tournament run. Again, not really the depth that he'd like to have, but boy, the top end of his lineup is outstanding, and they've been good all year.
And that game, by the way, with Fort Recovery playing Van Buren or Parkway, is at Wapakoneta on February the 20th. And everybody's talking to me about Columbus Grove. When would we collide with them if we can keep winning?
Actually, Columbus Grove is the number one seed in that sectional, Rob.
Be a district final.
That would be
probably
a district final. That's correct.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting. And that would be, of course, the following week on February the 27th. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll get more planning to cover the Indians in all their games again this year. We'll be back with the second half coming up in just a moment.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized cloth, hay, and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a cloth baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the cloth product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smoothly. So remember, for all your cloth harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know, or maybe have forgot, that we double manufacturers' coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd, so shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Delphus St. John's has the ball to start the second half of play. Here's Tim Krieger putting it up and in underneath.
And Krieger's size, 6'8". You can't coach size, Rob. And again, big fella just lays it in. Just too easy.
After this game, we have IU basketball tonight. IU's playing at Michigan tonight for a Big Ten game. Here's Darian Sheffer on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound Krieger. Bringing it up is Will. Colin Will will go inside, and the ball is lost and picked up by Chase Bruns over to Darian Sheffer. Turnover, Delphus St. John's. Here's Speedy Shane, right side three-pointers, no good.
Two threes in the early offense, Rob, and against with two guys that normally you guys are shooting threes. So those are a little bit quick. I mean, if I'm Chris Guggenbiller, I'm not real happy with those shots. And the ball looked like it was tipped in the backcourt, but we'll take it.
So what'd they call there?
Anyway. Called over and back and said that he knocked in the backcourt on his own. I thought the Indians knocked in the backcourt, but like I said, bottom line is we'll take it. It's Indian basketball.
Our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The scoreboard reads 25-21. Indians hanging on here. Delphus St. John's being pesky.
And again, St. John's in there, just playing really loose defense on some of the non-shooters, just daring guys to shoot.
Speedy Shane, left side, no good. Rebound, Micaiah Cox, it's up and in.
That's what Micaiah does, tips the ball to himself, Rob. He knows how to score the ball and just tips it to himself. You know, he's only 6'4", and Krieger's 6'8".
That expands the lead to 6. I think that's about our biggest lead. Might have been a little bit more than that, but not much.
I think 7 was the biggest lead at one time.
There's Sane. He hits a three-pointer on the left side. Robbie Sane, a 5'10 junior, and that makes it 27-24. Delphus back to within 3.
Sane's second made 3. He's got 6 on the night.
St. John's again is 7-9 on the year. Here's a drive to the hoop by Darian Sheffer. It's no good. They're going to call a charge on Darian.
Yeah, they're going to call Darian for clearing out after he made the shot, or threw the shot up there. He threw Sane down, and the shot that Darian can make, that little teardrop running in the lane. Heck, he made that shot at Greenville the other night. Rob got the Indians to overtime.
Full court press against Delphus St. John's. They've got Colin Will tied up down there, and to Krieger on the right side it goes to Ryan Hellman. Over on the left, there's Jared Wurst. He'll pass to Hellman, right side jumper's good.
And we're back to even, 27-27. So St. John's has knocked in 2 straight threes and tied this thing up.
That time it was Ryan Hellman. That's a sweet three there. Chase Bruns on the left to Darian Sheffer on the right. There's Speedy Shane on the wing. Backed out top to Sheffer. West winning with it. Bruns drives, misses. And it's out of bounds off of St. John's.
I think they said Hellman was standing on the baseline, but innings have struggled with this matchup zone, Rob. And again, it's the kind of switch between man to man and sagging man and a little matchup zone.
Pass comes into Darian Sheffer, and he puts it up and in on the side saddle shot.
And good out of bounds play. And Chris Guggenbiller runs a nice series of out of bounds plays. And Sheffer gets the basket, his second.
29-27. Up the court comes St. John's against the press. Right side to Ryan Hellman. Hellman feeds back out to Colin Will. Will on the wing, still dribbling, guarded by West Winning. Dumps it back outside to Ryan Hellman. Hellman top of the key, going to his left, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by the Indians.
Good deflection by Darian Sheffer. And again, Indians active hands here. And again, they need to clean up the defense end a little bit here.
Colin Will puts it in play, and it's stolen by Micaiah Cox. Here's Darian Sheffer. Sheffer top of the key. Tries to feed over to Micaiah Cox, and it's knocked out of bounds by Jared Wurst. Now, if you want to sell your corn to Cooper Farms, give them a call. Cooper Farms' marketing number is 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Cooper Farms would like to be your grain marketing partner. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms. Got to help feed all those turkeys they are raising all around the area. Inside to Micaiah Cox, he puts it up and in.
Oh, a great set play again, side out of bounds play, a little single-double. Bruns came off the double, and cross screen came from Micaiah Cox, and he laid it in. He's got 13. He's the game's leading scorer.
St. John's with the ball, trailing by four. 31-27, stolen by Micaiah Cox.
That's three turnovers in a row for St. John's.
There's Darian Sheffer in the middle to Cox, and he threw it away. Right in the hands. Oh, there's over and back, but no call.
Don't know if he got all the way across, Rob, and so that's why it looked like he did. He kind of straddled the line.
And ouch. A shot is no good, and into the chairs goes one of the Delphus players. That's Ditto. He's okay. Shots missed at the court recovery end by Cox. Rebound comes to St. John's. And Darian Sheffer is going to be called for a reach-in foul.
That's a shot Makai's got to make. He's running the floor. The big fella runs the floor. You need to get paid. And he just missed the layup. And Sheffer picks up the foul. That's his second. And so he'll sit down. Wes Winning will sit down. And Chase Bruns will sit down. Three subs come in. Martin, Ben, and Schreier.
31-27. Indians lead by four. We've led almost all the way here. In fact, I think we have led all the way.
I think Delphus tied it up, but yeah, I don't know if Delphus has ever had a lead.
Shane on the left, back around the horn, goes over on the right side. There's Josh Warnicki, who's in the game now. There's a drive to the hoop, and it's a foul on Caleb Martin. That was a tough one. Owen Rohde drew the foul.
He got a lot of ball, but again, Rohde got a step on him, and he'll go to the free throw line, have two shots.
Owen Rohde steps up there, spells his name R-O-D-E, and he pronounces it Rohde, and it's up and good.
I think there's been a handful of Rohdes, Rob, over the years. He might be the third or fourth in the time that I've been here. So over an eight-year period, they've had at least two and maybe three.
One more, and it's good again.
And they've all been able to play.
That's a two-point lead, 31-29 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Again, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Micaiah Cox on a three. It's no good. Rebounds tipped out of bounds off of Matt Ben.
Cox doesn't take very many threes, Rob, and he's wide open out there for a reason. Had plenty of time to get his feet set. Rushed that one just a little bit.
St. John's will toss it in. With the ball, there's Richard Cazuza. Cazuza is a sophomore.
Oh.
And the middle it goes to Cazuza. Back to Robbie Sane on the left. Out top it goes to Josh Warnicki. Right wing down low. Double team. Back outside it goes. Here's a drive up and no good by Owen Rohde. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. That was not a good shot there.
No, they've got some subs out there. I mean, they've got some guys that I'm not really sure why they're out there. I haven't played much. And you take advantage right here.
Brandon Shane up and in.
Nice little step through by Shane. I mean, usually you see the big guys down there in the lane. Nice little post move, and he gets through. He's got seven.
Bringing the ball off the court is Richard Cazuza. Cazuza on the right side. Back around on the left, there's Robbie Sane. No good. Rebound comes down. Oh, that was a little travel music there. over on the left. Sane will feed in to Ditto, Jesse Ditto, and a foul is going to be called on Caleb Martin.
Foul starting to mount up here for the Indians, Rob. Micaiah Cox, his second foul, fourth on the team, and Jason Reisner will check in, and Wes Winning will check in, so all the starters have had a break here in the early third period.
Yes, it was on Micaiah Cox. So Wes Winning's in there now for Micaiah. St. John's puts the ball back in play. They trail by four, 33-29 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Robbie Sane on the left. He'll feed back out top to Richard Kasuza. Back on the right side it goes to Josh Warnicki. Now down low to Ditto. He'll pass back out top. Kasuza. Sane on the left it goes. With the ball there is Josh Warnicki. Back around the horn over on the right to Robbie Sane. He's guarded by Kyle Schreier. Back out top. Oh, another travel, no call.
There's not a lot of scoring out here right now for Delphi St. John's. I mean, Sane is a guy who definitely wants to shoot it, but Rohde's taking it hard to the hole. But other than that, here's Sane the three ball out of the corner.
No. Oh, got
banked it in. He banked it in from the corner, Rob. He didn't mean to do that.
That was way off, and it banked in.
Wow.
Lucky break for St. John's. It's a one-point game, 33-32. Robbie Sane hits on a three.
He's the one guy on the floor that wants to score, and you're going to have wholesale substitutions for Delphi St. John's in the next horn.
Gives him 9 points on the night now. Caleb Martin on the right side to Kyle Schreier. Schreier playing his third game after being back from the broken ankle that occurred in football. Around the horn, Ben goes over on the left side, Jason Reisner. Back out top to Matt Ben. We got a foul on St. John's.
Indians don't have a whole lot of scoring out there as well. Matt Ben is probably the guy in Martin that want to score. Schreier is capable, but again, not a ton of scoring out of Jason Reisner or out of Wes Winning. So almost a whole lineup change for the Blue Jays.
There's a battle going on there between Martin and Kasuza, and Kasuza got called for the foul. He does go out of the game. Here's Wes Winning inside with a turn and miss. And St. John's with the ball.
A really good move there by Wes. One he's just got to cash in on. And Jason Reisner just takes the ball away. It's going to be a held ball. Great job.
And it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. 43.9 seconds left. Indians lead by one little point. 33-32 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Matt Benn will bring it across the timeline. Right side to Wes Winning. Wes goes top to Kyle Schreier. Schreier stops, feeds over on the left to Ben. Tries to go inside to Caleb Martin, and St. John's knocks it away. Steal, Blue Jays. Inside for the lead. Good.
There's your first lead of the night for Delta St. John's. Little jump hook out of the freshman Wurst.
Jared Wurst hits on a two to make it 34-33. St. John's up by one. Indians don't want to go into this quarter, in the fourth quarter, trailing, so let's see if we can get a basket here. Kyle Schreier to Caleb Martin, down to 4 seconds. Martin in the lane, feeds to Ben, three-point shot, does not go.
And Aaron Elwer fired up, and he should be with Delphi St. John's on the road, and they're the underdog, Rob, and right now they've got a lead after three quarters.
34-33, St. John's on top by one. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Your health is influenced by your biological makeup. Imbalances are tied to headaches, fatigue, weight gain, immunity issues, and many others. Kalp Pharmacy has affordable, everyday, cash-pay blood level testing for cardiovascular risk factors, blood sugar levels, liver and kidney function, and hormone balance. Our medical professionals can consult with you and your physician on the results of your test. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 1-800-686-2314 to schedule your test today. Kalp Pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We at Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to congratulate our Future Farmers of America students for their interest in agriculture. With their hard work and knowledge, these students will become our future suppliers and growers for food for our dinner table. The next time you see an FFA student, encourage them to keep up their dedication to being part of a positive organization, the FFA. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Here once again at the Fortside Fieldhouse. It's 34-33. Indians trail by one, and St. John's has the ball to start out the fourth quarter of play.
The Indians need to get it together here, Rob, and get off to a good start here in this first couple minutes of the fourth quarter and kind of exert their will, because they're on paper, they're the better team, but right now they're struggling.
Inside, Tim Krieger, reverse layup's good, and they're going to say he stepped on the baseline and got a break on that one.
Yeah, they did. I thought maybe it should have been an offensive foul. He kind of hooked Micaiah Cox inside, but the old ball doesn't lie. He stepped out of bounds, so Indians get the basketball either way.
Take that basket away, and Fort Recovery still down by one with the ball. Micaiah Cox on the left to Caleb Martin. There it goes on the wing to Chase Bruns. Back out top to Martin. Now the Bruns on the left wing. Here's Matt Benn. Benn goes to Micaiah Cox, right side. There's a drive by Speedy Shane. Dumps it back outside to Matt Benn, and he misses the three.
Well, that's a good shot. That's a shot he's got to make. Great penetration by Brandon Shane. And Matt Benn struggling a little bit tonight offensively. He's been awfully good over the last handful of ballgames. Yet to get in the scoring column tonight for Coach Chris Guggenbiller.
And he got in a foul trouble early. Here's a shot from the left side by Colin Will. No good from three. Rebound goes to Speedy Shane off the hands, actually, of St. John's. Matt Benn goes inside to Caleb Martin. Caleb stops, pops, and hits.
That's a nice play. Early offense. Get out in transition. Indians grab the lead back. Caleb Martin scores. He's got four.
35-34. Indians on top in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. For quality building materials, it's Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here comes St. John's, and there's the ball tipped over to Colin Will. That's Jared Wurst with it now. Back on the left to Sane. He'll lob it into Krieger. Krieger back outside to Robbie Sane. Here's Ryan Hellman with it. Now he goes over to Colin Will. Back around the horn on the left side to Ryan Hellman. Hellman goes back out top with the ball. There is Jared Wurst, and there's a collision, and a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery.
No, I'm going to call a foul on Wurst. Really nice anticipation there by Matt Benn, Rob. And he dove in and got the steal, and then Wurst grabbed him before Benn took off up the floor. So two good defensive possessions in a row for Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery 3-2 in the conference. The Blue Jays 1-4. Overall, Indians are 10-5. Blue Jays are 7-9. Brandon Shane over to Caleb Martin. Martin drives, stops, feeds back outside to Matt Benn. Cross-court pass on the left to Speedy Shane. Speedy goes to Matt Benn, top of the key, drives down the lane, pops the shot. No good, a little short. Rebound comes to Tim Krieger.
And take that shot all day. Benn got himself to 10 feet, just couldn't get it to go down.
Robbie Shane on the left. He will feed over on the right side to Colin Will. Colin looks, bounce pass goes to Ryan Hellman. Hellman back. There's Colin Will back on the right side. There's Sane firing three, no good. A little bit off. Rebound, St. John's, though. Wurst puts it up, no good. Rebound comes to Caleb Martin.
Indians catch a big-time break there, Rob. Again, second look. Wurst wide open.
Here's Chase Bruns on a three. He missed it from the left side. Man, we just can't hit anything.
And Bruns in early offense had a good look, and he's yet to get in the scoring column tonight either. I mean, he's near a double-digit score as well.
Colin Will to Tim Krieger. Krieger inside, good. And that makes the score 36-35. St. John's takes the lead back with 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Matt Benn on the right side, back out to Speedy. Back over to Matt on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Caleb Martin on the left wing. Top of the key, there's Micaiah Cox. Here's Matt Benn with it. Matt will bounce pass to Chase Bruns. Back out to Micaiah Cox. Caleb Martin has the ball now between the circles. Right side to Matt Benn. Back to Caleb. Caleb dribbles, pops the shot. Good.
Big basket there. A little 17-foot pull-up by Caleb Martin. He's got six, and he just grabbed the lead back.
Nice shot by Caleb. 37-36. Martin with 6 points now. Timeout, St. John's. We'll be back.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
4:22 remaining in the ball game. A reminder that if you have an idea for a particular project, you don't know where to begin, see your friends at Fort Recovery Lumber. They can design the project for you with their design artist, and then they'll help you with providing those quality building materials to make that project a reality. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Darian Sheffer sat on the bench for a long time, Rob. Let's see. He's back in the lineup. Let's see if he can give Coach Chris Guggenbiller that Energizer Bunny 4 minutes and 15 seconds and get the Indians out of here with a W.
Colin Will on the left to Ryan Newman. On the wing now, he will pass back out top to Colin Will. Will looking, dribbling to the left. Feeds over to Ryan Newman on the wing. Newman will lob it in to Tim Krieger. Krieger in the lane, hooks a shot, missed it short. Rebound Caleb Martin, and the Indians have the ball with a one-point lead. 37-36, down to Micaiah Cox, who lays it in.
Good early offense. Darian Sheffer looking down the field, down the floor, Rob, and he gets an assist, and Cox has got 15, the game's leading scorer.
Cox beat the defense down the court. Able to lay it in, 39-36. Inside to Krieger, knocked away by the Indians, and Chase Bruns comes up with a basketball.
Yeah, you need to score again here. Chris Guggenbiller throws a hand up, says, let's run some offense. I'd like to get this thing beyond one possession.
Sheffer will give to Chase Bruns, back to Sheffer. Sheffer in the middle to Micaiah Cox. Micaiah turns, passes back outside to Speedy Shane. There's Caleb Martin on the left, back on the right to Speedy. On the wing it goes to Darian Sheffer. Three-point shot is good.
Big-time basket there. I asked for it. He's giving it to me. Sheffer's got an assist and made three on the last two possessions.
42-36. Indians by six now after they trailed by one a moment ago. Colin Will on the right side. There's Ryan. No, that's Owen Rohde is in the game now. Here's Ryan Newman.
This is the end that you'll get it done, Rob. You get it done on the defensive end. It is a win or lose this thing on the defensive end.
Shot by Colin Wills, up no good. Rebound Tim Krieger. He is fouled from behind by Caleb Martin, I believe.
He needed that defensive rebound.
Nope.
Amelia Cox on the foul. His third, Rob, and Krieger is going to go to the free throw line.
Micaiah Cox called for the foul. They were there together. And Tim Krieger will go to the free throw line. Bounces the ball, puts it up there, and it is no good.
Krieger missed a pair in the first half too, Rob. So, no, he didn't miss any. I thought he missed two in the first half. So he's 0 for 1, and be a big miss here. Indians need to check out.
Big guy, 6'8", and a junior. It's up and no good short. Rebound Caleb Martin chases it down.
He was chasing that one before he even got out of his hand. He knew that one was off.
Speedy Shane on the left to Caleb Martin. Indians trying to put this game away. 2.5 minutes to go on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard, and we lead 42-36. A basket here would look awful good.
Yeah, just be patient here. Get whatever you want.
There's Darian Sheffer right. He'll drive in, feeds it off to Cox, who scores.
And Darian Sheffer, another assist, Rob, and Kai Cox, another basket. So Darian Sheffer's come in off the bench, and he's forced the hand of Aaron Elwer. He says timeout.
44-36, and you are exactly right. Darian Sheffer sparked this when he came off the bench. Wow. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Holland T8 Series tractors from K&L Tractor Sales offer an unusual but highly desirable combination. The speed and stability of a long wheelbase and the maneuverability you'd expect with a short wheelbase. The unprecedented 11-foot, 4-inch wheelbase gives you unmatched stability, a smooth ride, better traction, and more power to the ground. And the sculpted slim hood and frame means you get it all without sacrificing maneuverability. K&L Tractor Sales and Fort Recovery invite you to check out the New Holland T8 Series tractors today.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Many of you know, or maybe have forgot, that we double manufacturers' coupons up to 75 cents every Friday and Saturday. We also add match the first 7 days of the month, but we are going to help you out with even more savings. For the entire month of February, we will be ad matching to help you with your bottom line. See store for further details and our ad match policy. The game of life continues through February 23rd, so shop now to earn bonus tickets on participating products. Increase chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner, because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Now Indians will press and they back off real quickly. Here comes St. John's with the ball, trailing 44-36. Colin Will with it. He'll bounce pass to Robbie Singh. There it goes to Owen Rohde. Right side to Singh, back to Rohde. He'll go on the left to Colin Will. On the wing to Wirst. He'll dump it inside to Jesse Ditto, and there's going to be a foul called on the Indians before the shot.
That's a really good foul by Brandon Shane. He reached in and hacked Ditto on the arm, and that'll only be team foul number six. So instead of getting a layup, Delphi St. John's will take it out under their own hoop, Rob.
Despite a pretty poor shooting night for Micaiah Cox, he does have 17 points to lead the Indians right now. St. John's with the ball. They're running out of time here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. A minute 43 to go. Inside, there's a shot up, and good by Jesse Ditto.
Good play by the big fella there. Just a little dribble drop and just use his size and impose his will.
44-38. Lead is back to six. Here's Darian Sheffer getting the basket inside. Wow.
Wow. I was just going to say, no, what are you doing? And it rolls in. Good play by Darian. And they're going to call Delphus for stepping out of bounds.
Said that Jared Wurst stepped on the sideline. Turnover St. John's. And we still lead by eight and have the ball 46-38.
Now it's just about taking care of the basketball and making free throws, right? You'll win this thing, Rob. Only two fouls on Delphus, so they're going to have to get after it a little bit because they're not even close to the bonus.
There's a foul on St. John's Colin Will. I don't know why Krieger's not in there unless they need their pressing team in there. I don't know. Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, I think they're saying he missed a free throw, and he's missed a couple shots in the lane, and so they went with Ditto, and Ditto scored the last trip. So, again, you're going to see a lot of pressure here in the backcourt.
Pass comes in to Matt Benn, who's guarded by Colin Will. Darian Sheffer, he's fouled. Jared Wurst deliberately fouled him.
And just trying to run that foul total up and get the Indians in the bonus.
105 left in the game, 46-38. Indians lead by 8 points in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. For those Makita tools, see the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Darian Sheffer is double teamed, and he started to fall, and Coach Guggenbiller calls a quick timeout to save possession.
Yep, well done by Coach Googs.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp with Kalp Pharmacy, a HealthMart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and a leading risk factor for heart disease is uncontrolled high blood pressure, which often shows no signs or symptoms. In collaboration with physicians, Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists can help individuals adhere to prescribed medications to reduce an individual's risk for heart attack or stroke. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana, and speak with our knowledgeable pharmacists and get your blood pressure checked today. Kalp Pharmacy HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
46-38, 56 seconds to go in the ball game on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Don't forget, for Larson, energy-saving windows and doors to help you save those energy dollars each winter. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Larson, energy-saving windows and doors.
I'm sitting next to my buddy Scott McEldown here from Versailles. They're here watching Delphi St. John's tonight, Rob. They've got Delphi St. John's and Minster left. This Mac could come down to the final weekend. They beat Coldwater at Coldwater last Friday. And again, as we said, the Indians couldn't take care of their business against Minster in here in the Fortside Fieldhouse last Friday. So Indians on the outside looking in the Mac title chase.
Yeah, unfortunately, boy. Has a tough loss to Minster Friday. Here's a foul called on St. John's as Darian Sheffer with the basketball.
Man, just credit Mike Lee and Minster Wildcats. They played well. They made shots, and Indians just struggled on the offensive end a little bit. It was an unbelievable atmosphere and just could not find a way to get over the hump. And
And bounce pass comes to Speedy Shane, and he is fouled.
And there's team foul number six, so they just keep grabbing. So the next one will put the Indians at the foul line. And, I mean, think about it, Rob. There was probably, what, a minute 20, minute 30 left, and Delphus only had two fouls. And that's unlike Aaron Elwer, you know, again. But Indians stretched this lead out over the last minute. I mean, for the most part, it was Delphus had the lead about a minute ago, so...
All the Indians have to do now is make free throws, and this game's over.
It should. I think it might be over anyway, but again, bottom line is you make a couple free throws, and you're definitely home.
Darian Sheffer is quickly fouled. We're going to call that on. Ryan Hellman. Hellman gets called for the foul. He's one of the seniors on the St. John's squad.
So Darian came in with 4:18 left in this fourth quarter, Rob, and I asked for some effort, and he's been outstanding. He's had two baskets and two assists, and he steps to the free throw line calmly and knocks it in.
Stay tuned. Coming up, Michigan and IU from the Big Ten. That'll be from up in Michigan.
It'll be a tough test for Coach Crean's Hoosiers, and they've been outstanding all year long, playing, I think, better than expectations.
One of two free throws coming down quickly and scoring is Colin Will from the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. That gives him a total of 11 on the night now. No, that gives him, that was his first basket. It must have been. First basket for Colin Will.
Yeah, you're looking at Robbie Sain. He got three threes for nine. Would have given him 11, but Will again has struggled a little bit size wise. He's not very big out there of stature, and again, Indians have done a good job containing him.
Once again, later on this week, the Indians are at New Knoxville on Friday, and then they'll be at Ansonia on Saturday in boys basketball. The girls will host New Knoxville on Thursday in their last conference game. No, they have one more with St. Henry.
That's correct.
And then the following week, they'll also play St. Henry. And then the girls are also at Tri-Village on Saturday afternoon.
They just need to get the ball in bounds here. And it's one of those ones that Delphus is going to foul, and you've got to be strong and tough with the ball and go down knocking a couple free throws.
Chase Bruns will toss it in. 41 seconds to go. Here's a football pass to Darian Sheffer, and he lays it in.
Nice pass by Chase Bruns.
All she wrote.
Yes, sir. Well done.
49-40. St. John's trailing by nine. But recovery is being pretty aggressive. I just back off. And there's no reason to make any injuries happen here or anything.
You're doing a good job. You're going to force them into a tough shot, and they block it inside. So...
And there's a foul called on Delphus St. John's Owen Rohde.
And then we'll walk to the other end, and Matt Benn, I'd like to see him get in the scoring column. He's had a tough night offensively, Rob, after he's been awfully good for the last handful of ball games off the bench for Coach Chris Guggenbiller.
Great job by Darian Sheffer coming off the bench to
he's gonna end up
spark the Indians.
A dozen points, Rob, and I think he had, what, maybe five when he came in?
Matt Benn at the free throw line. He connects.
Seven big points in the last 4:18, and was credited with at least two, maybe three assists in that time frame too.
Matt misses the second free throw. It's 50-40, but this game's over.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's a good win. Again, it's a scrappy Delphus ball club that's well coached, and they come in here tonight and gave Chris Guggenbiller's club everything they wanted.
St. John's with 8.7 seconds. They're down by 10. On the left, there's shot up by Ryan Hellman, no good, from three-point land. Rebound, Micaiah Cox, and he will run out the clock. That's the game. Indians winning 50-40 over Delphus St. John's. St. John's actually led in the second half a couple of times, but only by a point. But still, the Indians were struggling there for a while. Came back and win this game by 10, 50-40.
Yeah, this is a tough one. These Tuesday night ball games, Rob, are tough. Makeup game and tough on Delphus. They've got to take the long ride home. But again, credit to Aaron Elwer. His team played very hard here tonight. Gave the Indians all they wanted. But again, a good senior leadership. Darian Sheffer stepped up in that last 4 minutes and really played well. And Indians get out of here with a double-digit MAC victory.
St. John's drops to 7-10. And in the conference, they are now 1-5. Fort Recovery improves to 11-5 on the year, and they are at 4-2 in the conference. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment. This fourth quarter has been brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. For quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Yeah!
Many fans are here tonight to cheer on their favorite team. Sir, what is your name?
Leon.
Leon, do you make it to most of the games?
I try my best. If I can't make it, I listen to it on PG-14.
Leon, besides basketball, what are you a fan of?
Well, I'm a grain farmer, and I'm a fan of Cooper Farms. I go to CooperFarmsGrain.com to get the latest corn prices. They are very competitive and fair.
There you have it, fans. Listen to the play-by-play action on PGW-14 and go to CooperFarmsGrain.com for the latest corn prices.
Yay!
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, the Indians are a 50-40 winner over Delphus St. John's tonight to improve their record to 11-5 on the season. We do have the final stats, and let's take a look at those with Jeff Hobbs. Jeff?
Good ball game, and again, a really nice win for Coach Googs' club. They win the fourth quarter 17-6, and that's the difference, Rob. Again, they were trailed by a point going to the fourth quarter, and they win the fourth by 11 to get a double-digit 10-point win tonight. Again, the Indians shoot the ball fairly well from the field, 22-52, 42%, again, in a pretty defensive battle. Indians only go 3 of 13 from the three line, and a big one in the second half. The only one that was made was by Darian Sheffer in that fourth quarter for 23%. Only 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Neither team got to the foul line much. Again, pretty quick game, not a ton of fouls, 50% for Delphus St. John's. They went 14 of 37 for 38%. The defense was pretty solid. You'll get a chance to talk to Coach Guggenbiller in a minute. 7 of 20 from the three line, so they took a bunch more, and they made a couple more for 35%, and 5 of 10 from the free throw line for 50%. Delphus turns it over 15 big times. Coach Guggenbiller will be happy about one stat. They only turned it over 6 times tonight, Rob. Again, that's a big number. He likes to be under 10. 13 assists. They shared the basketball on 22 made baskets. 5 assists for Darian Sheffer, and a couple big ones down the stretch late, Rob, that helped put this thing away for the Indians. 17 points for Micaiah Cox on 8 of 18 shooting. He also had 6 rebounds. 12 points for Darian Sheffer. 7 of those in the last 4 minutes that really put this thing on ice for the Indians. Again, his 5 assists. 7 points for Brandon Shane. Had a nice 4 game, played well. 3 points for Kyle Schreier, 1 basket, his first of the season. 6 points for Caleb Martin, and a couple nice big baskets, Rob, down the stretch for Caleb in that fourth period. Matt Benn scored 1 point tonight, and Chase Bruns had a tough night tonight. Only got 3 shots and did not score tonight, but he had 3 assists and 2 steals, so you feel good about some of the things he made. Really nice baseball pass there at the end to Sheffer for the layup, and again, Indians get out of here with a 50-40 win, Rob, and again, we always talk about it's not how many, and Indians get their 11th victory tonight, a Big Mac victory over Delphus St. John's.
Yeah, absolutely, and St. John's played pretty well at times, obviously. In fact, had the lead there a couple of times, as we said, in the second half, but they could never get more than a 1-point lead, and the Indians would come back, and maybe they had more than 1 point there. What's it say on there?
No, I think the biggest lead was 1. I think you're right, and again, just a scrappy ball club, and I think, you know, again, told you I'm sitting next to the Versailles coaching staff, and I think this is a dangerous club. They know that Minster is a team that can beat them because they've played well. And this Delphus St. John's club, again, they're dangerous. They shoot the ball. They've got a little bit of size. And, again, they're well coached. So, again, the team that played very well tonight. And, again, good win for Coach Guggenbiller's Indians.
And the JV team won. So take a look at that real quickly.
Yeah, quickly. Coach Tony Overton's club got a win tonight. They're 11th of the season as well. They win it tonight 50-49. They got 2 double-digit scores, 11 for sophomore Ryan Braun, and 10 points for Peyton Judy, including 4 of 4 down the stretch from the free throw line to put that game on ice. So, good win for the junior varsity tonight. Indians get a sweep over Delphus St. John's.
Well, since we do have IU coming up here, I don't see Coach Guggenbiller coming out. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you, sir.
Hey, appreciate it. We'll see you down the road.
Absolutely. That's the broadcast. Fort Recovery wins over the Delphus St. John Blue Jays 50-40. Stay tuned for IU basketball at Michigan.
Good call.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.